Fiona Ebert's on the phone. We're going to talk about the Queenstown Christmas Parade. Now, the floats have to be registered with you, don't they, Fiona?
Yes, that's correct. So if they can get in early, would be great. Also, we will take registrations on the night.
Okay, now this is obviously going to be on Christmas Eve. Social distancing will be in place, and that will have to be enforced as well, won't it?
Yeah, that's a big important thing that we are requesting for everybody, to social distance all the way down the main street. They're going to see the parade regardless. Just spread out, be happy, and do the social distancing so we can have a parade.
So that's 1.5 metres apart from each other?
Yeah.
I think everyone will want to see the Christmas parade, but obviously things have been different all through the year, so I don't think Christmas Eve is going to be any exception, is it?
No, it's been a difficult year for everyone, but it's good that we're able to have a parade.
Yeah, well, that's it, and I think everyone should get along and support, especially with the floats too, because there's been some interesting floats over the years, hasn't there, Fiona?
Yeah, certainly has. We've had some good ones, and so we're encouraging more. It might then be a bit difficult this year with the social distancing on the floats as well, but, you know, you can walk, you can ride your bike, you can have a couple of vehicles in it. More vehicles, the better, I do say.
Do you all assemble at the fire station as in previous years?
Yeah, we line up there for 6:30 to start at 7 o'clock when the fire brigade are ready.
Okay, and the fire brigade have a raffle too, which I'll be talking about during the week, and that'll be drawn after the parade, won't it?
Yes, it will. The guys will draw that throughout down the main street, so we will announce it. There'll be people going around with boards and names on it, so everyone will get to know who wins the fire brigade raffle, and it's a pretty good raffle.
Are the Lions Club having a barbecue?
Yes, they are. So the Lions men are doing a barbecue for us. Come on up a little bit early and have a sausage and whatnot and wait for the parade to happen.
Now, just before we wrap up, there's something we've got to talk about with the lollies this year, Fiona.
Yes, due to COVID and whatever, so there's nothing to be thrown off a vehicle. So everybody that enters the float this year, we can't be throwing any lollies or anything to the crowd. So fire brigade will be out and they're able to hand them out. They'll have their gloves and whatever on down the street, so kids won't miss out. But we just can't have them being thrown from a moving vehicle.
Thanks for that, Fiona. And again, on behalf of everyone, thank you for your involvement again this year.
Thank you.